You want to do a podcast? It goes like this.
Yeah, okay.
Boom, ba, da, boom, 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 ba, da, boom, 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 da, da, boom, 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 boom. So that's the new theme song.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't like the old one. I got sick of it.
Yeah.
So I didn't put one on the last episode.
I noticed that.
I wrote a new one, actually, like with lyrics, but I just have to record it. But I kind of like the one we just made.
It wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So welcome back to Good Graphics, folks.
Come on in to my
dojo.
Come
on inside.
Come on inside of my dojo.
Your dojo have a sauna?
Big dojo energy. My dojo has a song. Yeah, it's the Mortal Kombat.
No, a sauna.
Oh.
I'll come in if there's sauna.
Of course. Yeah, you got to limber up. You got to get you got to make your flesh fall off of your bones.
You got to steam yourself.
You got to steam yourself so your flesh is so stretchy.
That's the secret. That's how they
that's how you master martial arts.
You got to just become the rubber.
Yeah, yeah. Steam yourself, become the rubber. Or just become rubber. The rubber implies that what you're talking about, a Trojan condom.
A Jimmy hat.
A Trojan. A Trojan man. I like that.
Peepee dong style.
They were like, we'll put these on MTV. These advertisements will really get the kids to cover up their dang dicks. And it did. It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
You don't really see, I don't watch MTV anymore, but in general, you don't see commercials for that kind of stuff as often. Or if you do, they're not funny.
Right.
Like,
yeah, they're late night.
Yeah, and they're usually more just like,
it's usually like
playfully naughty.
Right, right. Yeah, it's like you're not supposed to be watching this shit.
Are you watching porn in there?
You got your dingus out. Put that thing away.
I'm Brett.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm Curtis Charles.
Oh, yeah.
What do? We talk about video games.
We do.
So that's what we're going to do. You want to start? Or
all right.
What you been playing with other than your car?
I mean, a couple things other than. But last time I talked about how I bought a bunch of shit on the holiday sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dipping and dashing and dabbling on in and... I didn't stop. I bought more.
Yeah. What'd you get? Let's get the list.
I didn't go buck wild, but I added to my, my backlog. A couple days after we recorded, I got Judgment, that spinoff from Yakuza.
Oh, wait, came first? That came before Lost Judgment, right?
Yeah. Lost Judgment's the new.
Is that only on PS5?
No, it's on Xbox as well.
Oh, it's just not on PC. That's right.
Yeah, and the first one wasn't either, which surprised me. I never knew that.
But it was on Stadia.
Right.
Oddly.
And they were mad about that.
Yeah.
The main character is played by, I don't know if he's a musician or an actor or both. Probably both.
Yeah. He's recognizable. I recognize him.
I don't know his name, but I know I've seen him somewhere. Yeah. And his performance is really good in the game. Because they use his likeness and he does the voice acting and everything.
So yeah. Wasn't he like a J-pop star or something?
That's what it was. That's how he may have started, like when he was younger.
Yeah, because I think his management.
That's what it is.
Is the
process. Like,
at least the management is J-pop management.
They're treating it the same way.
Right.
Which is bad in general.
Yeah.
But he's also apparently, I don't know if he has a say in it or if it's just their policy, but that's the whole thing. They were mad that, or no, they have a policy that none of their clients will be in PC-based content, essentially. Like,
right.
They just got social media this year.
All their games are going to be politically incorrect. Leisure Suit Larry.
Right, right.
You know the ones.
But
they'll all be there.
Have you played this game at all?
No.
Okay.
No, I played Yakuza Zero or Kiwami. Which one was
first? Zero is the prequel. Kiwami is the remake of the original.
Zero is what I played.
Yeah.
I put Kiwami. I did not do that one. I only played the Zero and I liked it.
Yes. It was fun. So I tried a little bit of that, but I didn't get deep. But I was like, I could go deep. but I just got sidetracked. I know I could go deep.
I tried a little bit of that Like a Dragon or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I want to play that too.
Unleash the Dragon.
Yes. with Cisco?
Yeah. Cisco's Unleash the Dragon. He's a Yakuza hidden edition.
He's a hidden skin. You can play as Cisco.
That's the turn-based. That's a turn-based Yakuza game.
New ground for them.
Weird. But
Judgment was new ground as well. Cool. It's a spin-off, so it's in the same universe, but instead of being a member of the Yakuza, you play as a former lawyer, disgraced lawyer, because they explain this in the pregame. You'd never lost a case before. You were so good, you could convince them that anyone was not guilty. And the last case you
do... When you say convince, you mean with words or with his freaking fists?
Oh, with words. He was like real good before he got fisting.
Okay.
Looking to get fisting?
Yeah.
But he gets this guy off and...
Oh, yeah?
He gets this guy off.
Good for him.
Right out of the gate. This guy was accused murderer, and they say he's not guilty, and then as soon as he gets out, he murders a little girl. Like, immediately.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you're disgraced, you're no longer a lawyer, so you become a PI. But you were always kind of in the Yakuza's pocket, so it's still associated with that world, but now you basically investigate anything, but you do side work for them when they're in trouble, essentially.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So the combat is the same as Yakuza, like over the top, like chucking bodies around and
throwing motorcycles.
Pick up a whole motorcycle and hit him in the head. Yeah. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But there's this whole aspect of investigating where you would sometimes have to tail somebody, but it's not annoying. Like, you know, how the original Assassin's Creed kind of tailing stuff was like, you don't have to blend in that much or anything. It's just like...
Stay reasonably far
away and then don't like run around and make noise. Like if you knock stuff over, they'll turn around and be like, and then they'll, you know, want to fight you or whatever. So yeah, it'll in between these fight segments and stuff, the gameplay changes up a lot. Like there was parts where I was flying a drone around and spying through office windows to try and locate a safe. Then I had to get disguised as a, at first I kicked their heater outside so that it was broken. So that they would call a repairman, but then you steal the repairman's fit, and then you go in and you can snoop around.
You gotta knock him out?
Yeah. Yeah, I whooped his ass.
Wow.
But yeah, there's lots of different just gameplay variations, so it's fucking cool as hell, and the graphics are really good, so I'm definitely going to play the sequel eventually as well, because I got this one on sale. I'll wait for that one.
Is it Last or Lost Judgment?
Lost.
Lost.
So it's Judgment, spelled strangely, because I don't think...
Yeah, they dropped the E.
Yeah, so it's just J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T, which fucked me up when I was trying to, like, search for it.
Judgments. Something like that.
But yeah, it kind of sucks that his management is...
Not letting him on
pricks,
the PC.
Yeah, there was confusion about that, and they were mad that it was even on Stadia. And so the dev team was ready to release the Lost Judgment on Steam and everything else. They're like, it was, the logo was in, I think, one of the Sting pages at the end of a trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got so mad and got so, like, worked up about it that they said he's no longer going to work with them. So they were planning another, like, a third, and it's not going to happen. At least not with that character, which...
That's fine.
It's fine. They could write him out just like they do in movies or TV shows. Yeah, but,
model him differently. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. So they could go on if they wanted, but in general, right now, they said that there are no plans to continue it at the moment.
No kid want me to.
Oh, well, but I like it. I recommend it. It's different enough from Yakuza to be its own thing, for sure.
Yeah. Get to wear motorcycle jackets instead of...
Oh, yeah, you look cool.
Suit jacket. Well, in the same sort of genre, I played just a little bit because it just came out yesterday... of game by name of Seafood.
Seafood. Tuna? We talking?
Yeah, shrimp.
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 Shrimp toast. Ew.
Sifu.
So they've been...
S-I-F-U. Cantonese for master.
Oh, okay.
Sifu.
And they've
been... I Sifu and I eat it.
You...
My diet.
they've been teasing this for a while, this game. Like, it's not a like a huge budget big game, but it's been in
a couple of years.
Yeah, wow.
And they it was because when COVID hit, they didn't want to overwork the development team.
So they were responsible, unlike so many other larger studios.
Right, so they pushed it back a full year.
Yeah.
And let them take their time with it. It's good. I had been here, like, it's meant to be difficult. And I kind of hate most times.
But it's a roguelike, right?
Right. If it's a roguelike, it's different.
Yeah, because I'm assuming you get more powerful each run and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, and then so as you progress, you get older. Well, let me start from the scratch, from the basics. Mm-hmm. The foundation of it is it's just a pretty straightforward third-person brawler type of game in a similar fashion to Yakuza, but realistic mostly. But basically it's a revenge story of somebody who was at a martial arts school, and the school was invaded by this group of people, basically the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad from Kill Bill. Is kind of like you can imagine it. It's very similar aesthetically to that, and they're spread out all over the place, and you have to hunt them down and kill them.
Okay.
And it's because they invaded the school and killed the Sifu, the master.
Ah. So do you become the Sifu, essentially? Is that the idea?
Maybe. But you're the kid.
Oh, right.
You play as the kid. So then it cuts to like 8 years later or something. And there's like a talisman or some shit that there's magic involved in a sense that you... don't die. I mean, you die, but then you can be revived. But the problem is every time it revives you, the talisman ages you more rapidly.
Right.
So
it doesn't just keep you alive and you get older gradually. It like makes you get older.
Right. So each time you die, it jumps a couple of years or a year or something. I think it's more than 1 year at a time, but it doesn't matter. The thing is, so as you get older, your strength goes up and stuff.
Like, right.
You get stronger.
There has to be a plateau, though. Right.
No.
So you can be like a wrinkled ass old man and be like beating the piss out of people.
Yeah, that's what I read. I haven't gotten that myself, but
right.
Apparently you can be like an 80 or 90 year old.
that's when you're
like one hitting. All the enemies and shit.
Oh, like a One Punch Man.
Yeah, exactly. That's the loop.
Right.
But then the actual gameplay is, it feels very similar to the Arkham games, but way less forgiving.
Okay. So it's lots of like countering and...
A lot of countering, but there's no indicator that shows when they're going to counter.
Oh, wow. So it's all like you got to learn the visual cues.
And they don't wait for some... You don't like fight one or two people at a time.
Yeah.
It's very real. Like the AI is really good and they all come at you at the same time. So you have to like dodge them. And you have special attacks that you learn with age, meaning every time you die.
Is there like a skill tree at all that you get to pick that stuff?
Okay. Yeah. You pick the buffs. You pick the fucking buff.
Your buff.
My buff. I picked it. It was also a lot like Hotline Miami.
Okay.
Because
you're just super fast.
You're redoing things, but you have to be very precise.
Okay.
And a lot of it comes to memory too, apparently. Like, I'm still early. I played it for like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
And is it levels, like stages? Okay.
Yeah. And... You're just ripping through them, through the stages.
Ripping in a tearing.
And you have to remember where people are because they'll pop out and like how many are in this room. And you have to kind of plan at your tax ahead because then you can use the environment. You can pick up shit and throw it. And it feels like kind of a Jackie Chan sort of vibe in that respect because, you know, he was always using like ladders and chairs like and stuff.
Found objects.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And that
Operation Condor.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. you feel real badass. And I aged so fast.
And when you like finally you do die, right? Like eventually, or if you get too old and then it's permadeath, right? You go back to being young.
I think so.
So it's, I bet it is 1 year per death until you get like you die 100 times or something, and then it's
maybe yeah. But then there, I think there's some overlapping stats and stuff. Like I think the skill tree maybe goes with you.
I see.
I don't really know yet. Don't quote me.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and it, I wonder if it could be instead of like a when you finally die thing, if it's like when you become the quote unquote Sifu.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a cutscene where someone comes in and murders you and you're playing the kid you're training or something like,
oh.
So it's like a loop, you know, and it's like now you were the master murdered.
That'd
and
be cool.
Then you take over as the protege again. So it could be endless.
Endless loop. But yeah, it's extremely difficult. You have to counter a lot, like perfect timing counter. And then you have to remember a lot of combo movements and stuff like that.
So it's not just like a,
it's not a
strong punch, light punch, block kind of situation.
Well, it kind of is, but it's a lot more complicated because okay. There's, you know, holding the block button and then pressing back on the right analog stick will block low attacks, and then up on the analog stick will block high attacks, and then left and right will do different spots. So it's like it's really granular. The fighting system, and the AI is just smart. Like they crowd you and they try to beat you.
Huh.
So that's what's different about it is that it's hard, but not in an annoying way.
It sounds like
so far,
I would probably get into because yeah. Like that's one thing. Like you were mentioning memorizing enemy mm-hmm. placements and things. That's one of the key things that you have to really get good at early in a Souls-like kind of game,
right?
Which is sometimes not all of them. Like Sekiro, for instance, I could do that and I still wasn't good enough to play that game. It was just too hard. But Bloodborne, I like was eventually able to just know where everything was. And it gives you a secondary sense of accomplishment to actually like beating the section you're in or something. Just knowing that you've gotten good enough to remember all of that. Like your brain isn't.
That's the whole
turn to total idea. Shit. It's like, I can still remember things.
Yeah. That's not enough of a motivator for me usually.
Well, no, I want to, you know,
this one's different it. Because I feel a sense of building more than accomplishing.
True. And yeah, cause the, way Souls games are, it's not like a level that you beat and move on to the next. It's
right.
Like you could get perpetually stuck in one area early on in this like 30 some odd hour game. And
yeah,
I could see that being frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully this doesn't get too frustrating, but so far it feels really good. The combat's awesome. So I do recommend that for sure. If you're into that kind of game,
I'm surprised it's not on Game Pass. That seems like something that would be on Game Pass.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. I don't know,
but don't
it's
know.
The
How much is it?
$40.
Oh, okay.
The developer is called, fuck if I remember. I don't remember, but they did Absolver, that rabbit fighting multiplayer game.
Absolver?
Yeah.
Rabbit fighting?
Yeah, they're like anthropomorphic rabbit people.
What?
And they do kung fu and shit, and it's like a PvP multiplayer game. It was pretty big for a very short time.
I think I remember. I was you know what I was picturing at first was Fist with the rabbit with the gun arm.
Yeah, which was good. I played some of that.
That was like a Metroidvania kind of thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. The last thing I got on sale, and I don't have to spend a lot of time on it because we've talked about it extensively years ago when it came out, but I'm back on that Red Dead train, Red Dead 2. I got it on Series S. Had it on PS4 before, and I mean, you were playing it on, I mean, you played it on PS4 and PC, so you know the difference.
Huge.
Of course, PC is the most advanced version, but aside from it looking a little better resolution wise and having a solid, like, I think it's 60 FPS on the Series S, but just the load times, like before, if you died, felt like a real penalty because you'd be sitting there like, I don't even know, close to a minute waiting for the map, map to load again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's like 5 seconds now.
Yeah.
So it's just so much better. And I never beat it before, but I'm hooked again.
So yeah.
I've been going hard on that the past week.
Hard on.
Hard on. Yeah, I keep having the weird weird slips there. Getting off on hard ons. And then we both, I've.
Me?
You?
Me?
What? We both got Pokemans.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Arceus. Yeah. Arceus? Arceus or Arceus? I don't know. I've heard people say both. I know, yeah, they call it.
In my head, it's Arceus, but I don't fucking know.
Arceus feels better to me than Arceus, especially because they call your device an Arc phone.
Right.
Like, so I assume it's Arceus.
Yeah, or, that's gotta be right.
It's gotta be, but I've heard both. But I'm fucking loving it. And I know you haven't gotten too far into it. I'm into the fourth region now, which is like the seacoast.
I just got that big deer man to ride
on. Yeah. The weird deer.
Weird deer, yeah.
What'd you pick from your starter?
The one with the quills.
Cyndaquil.
Cyndaquil.
I went with Raffle, the owl.
I like the owl.
Rowlet, not Raffle.
Rowlet.
Just because he was the only one I didn't know already. And that's because it was Sun and Moon. I didn't play those. He was like a starter in that, I guess.
Oh, Sun and Moon.
And he's both flying type and grass type. So he's the only starter that is dual typed, which is kind of, I didn't know that when I picked it, but that's kind of rare. Usually it's, you know, water, fire, and grass.
Right. Huh.
And eventually he can.
Fire, water, owl.
Becomes fighting instead of flying, I think. Oh. Fighting type actually changes.
But so what's so special about this game?
So special. Well, as everyone
looks
knows.
Looks like shit.
Yeah, we can get that out of the way. As everyone knows, it's not the prettiest game in the world.
It looks bad.
It's
bad.
Yeah, and I guess you can chalk it up to the fact that Game Freak's been making 2D games for decades.
The Switch is extremely limited, so you can't expect too much, but we've seen better
years ago.
Right, yeah.
I was defending it pre-release because I was like, I bet it's not going to look as bad as everyone's making it out.
It still doesn't matter that much.
No, and that's what I was going to get to, is it really doesn't matter because it's just fun.
Right, it's just good.
And Pokemon games, Pokemans, have never really focused on the graphics first.
I poke you and you poke me, Pokemon, Pokechu. Gotta catch them all, gotta poke them all.
I used to pride myself in sixth grade for knowing the whole Pokerap.
Really? You did?
I did. I do not know it anymore, but at one point I could say the whole thing.
For the next episode.
All 151 of them.
You're going to do it. I'm going to play it.
I can't.
And you're going to do it.
I don't think so.
You're going to do it live.
I don't think I can.
Uh-huh. On Twitch.
I hadn't even played the games when the cartoon came out. The anime.
Yeah.
So that's where I knew it from. Then the cards. I didn't actually have a Game Boy.
You never had a Game Boy?
Not until GBA.
Oh, okay.
But I did borrow Pokemon Red.
Yeah.
From a friend over like winter break, and he had just beaten it. And I think I had heard that if you save it, it's only one file.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't tell me not to, so I did. And I
that's his fault.
It was kind of a dick move because I knew it would override it, but I was like, well, he didn't tell me not to, so.
What did you get out of it? Oh, like to keep playing it.
So I could turn it off. I borrowed it for like the whole week.
Okay.
And I did beat it, but
in a week?
Oh, yeah. That's all I did was play that because I didn't have a Game Boy. So I was like, all right, I got to make hay while the sun shines, as they say. Wow. And so I beat it. But
so you borrowed the whole Game Boy?
Yeah, like I was like, he was nice enough to lend me his whole Game Boy and his game. He didn't tell me not to, but I knew what would happen, so I did it anyway. And then I gave it back to him, and he turned it on, and he saw my team, and everything was way lower because I was just like blasting through to try and beat it. And he cried. So it was Corey Carrigal. I'm sorry, Corey Carrigal.
I'm not.
I'm
glad that happened to you, Corey.
I saved over it, and he.
That's how the universe works, is chaos.
He was so mad. But, I mean, by the end of the day, he was like, well, I guess I probably would have wanted to play any more anyway, so I just would have started over like, I couldn't keep it. So I was just like, I didn't think you'd care. I didn't know. But I did. Dick move.
Prick.
But yeah, first game to be true 3D with, you know, actual camera control, because they had like 3D isometric shit in the past, but not real. Pseudo open world, it's because there are zones.
Big zones.
Big zones. With lots of pop in.
Oh, yeah.
But first time they've changed up the formula ever, pretty much, outside of spinoffs and stuff, where it's like core mechanics are familiar enough, but it feels fresh again.
Right. Yeah.
Like you can actually use stealth now, and you can see every creature on the map ahead of time. It's not random battles. You can catch them without having to fight them. So, like,
Sometimes.
But if you fail at that, then you have to fight them. But right. You still have a chance to beat them and catch them, or just if you really don't want to be bothered. I've found that until I got to some more, like the newer area I'm in, I would just decimate with my starter, one hit, anything.
Oh, yeah.
So if I really didn't want to fight it, I would just demolish it and go. And you have to do that, because now instead of gyms and stuff, because the whole thing, you're back in time for some reason.
Yeah.
You fell out of the ether.
Before Pokemon were...
Yeah, they weren't like tamed or partnered or whatever you want to call it.
Logged.
Yeah. So you're making the first Pokedex. There are no gyms or other trainers, so that's like a major paradox.
Well, you can name your trainer gym.
Oh, you can. Yes. Yeah. and there are still trainer battles, but everyone's kind of like a noob at it. They're all right. Like afraid of them and stuff.
But they act hard. They try to act hard.
And then I whoop them. And
they fucking cry.
Every trainer I've...
Just like fucking, what's his name? Stewart or whoever.
Stewart.
Who's the kid you made cry?
Oh, Corey?
Corey.
Carrigal. Yeah.
Stewart. They cried like Corey. I'm going to make you cry like Corey. I didn't mean what I said, Corey. I don't know you, but I wish you the best.
I haven't spoken to him in probably over 20 years.
He's crying right now.
He moved to Vermont when we were in middle school.
Vermont. Yeah, that, I mean, Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. It's just the first time I've felt that hooked by one in years and years.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's just overall more modern.
Yeah.
And more modern.
The way I'm seeing it is technically they could maybe patch some things and improve performance and the visuals.
Yeah, the frame rate's really bad.
It needs anti-aliasing. Like,
yeah, but it needs a better frame rate first, I think.
Well, it's if you do play portable, it's a locked 30, like almost always.
Okay.
But yeah, on the that video I was mentioning, I watched yesterday, the Digital Foundry one, they mentioned that it has a weird glitch when docked, where if just from moving the camera from, say, the looking towards the ground up towards the sky,
yeah,
causes a frame rate dip every single time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's like a half second or something. And it's because it's going from a skybox that it doesn't have to load anything.
Yeah.
Back to the ground where even though the textures are low, it's still something and it chugs.
Wow. That's pathetic.
Because it's basically a Tegra N1 or mobile chip or whatever.
It's a cell phone. Yeah.
It's like when it came out, it was like the most powerful mobile chip in the Tegra line, I think.
I don't think so.
Not even?
No.
Wow.
No, because like, that's how they kept the price down.
Well, yeah, I guess. That's true. But if they don't patch it, you know they're going to. I think it sold over 6.5 million copies the first week.
Big.
So there will be a sequel, and I'm sure that they'll be able to refine it more. And like this feels like a good launching point, even though it was a $60 launching point that, you know, was full priced. And I get why people are disappointed, but it's fun to me. Probably be the first one I've beaten since, like, I don't even know, in 10 years.
Yeah. Well,
because I will keep going on that.
Can I tell you about the best game?
Right. This is why you didn't play much of Pokemon, right? Because you got this like just a few days later.
Yeah. Yeah. Dying Light 2.
Yeah. I want to play real bad.
It's fucking awesome. If you don't know what Dying Light is, it's a zombie game. It was made by the developers of Dead Island after they broke off or some shit happened. I don't know. They formed another studio or.
And the publisher held the rights to Dead Island. And that's why
what it was. Yeah.
Dying Light became their new project.
Right.
And that Dead Island game that they announced years and years ago still isn't fucking out.
No. No.
I don't think it exists.
I think it's probably vaporware.
They just keep pushing it, and every now and then they'll put out a cinematic trailer and be like, ooh. Hey. Meanwhile, Techland, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been over here.
Busting fat nuts.
Changing the game.
Yeah. it's open world, and like I don't even like zombies that much. I'm kind of over it, usually, unless it's something really good.
It depends on the vibe for me.
Yeah.
Like Resident Evil doesn't count. That's different.
Right. That's just.
And the newer, like 8, is it even zombies anymore?
Sort of. Sort of.
But yeah, it's different. But yeah. Like the Walking Dead, you know, craze that happened 10 years ago, kind of.
Right.
Over 10 years ago, probably.
Oh, yeah. That killed it.
Oversat. Like everything was zombies for a while. Still kind of is in some cases. But.
Yeah, but.
It's, I mean, Back 4 Blood just came out. That's a different game and like style, but
right.
But I get what you mean. Like the zombies don't feel mundane,
right? And they're different types, and they make it more complex by instead of just being totally vanilla, what you always expect. Their behavior changes between night and day.
So, yeah, and the first game had that too. Hence the name,
right? So, but in this one, your character is. Infected. You play as an infected person.
Oh, wow.
But he was sort of like a test subject.
I didn't know that.
And as a test subject, they infected him at birth or something like that.
That's fucked up. Because this is like 20 years on from the first game, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because it was relatively close to when outbreak first happened.
Yeah.
In the first game.
Right, yeah. So there are these scientists, and they are... For some reason, they're trying to train. They're trying to do some super soldier shit or something.
Of course.
And they have all these kids that they're like collecting and infecting with small doses of the virus. And then they use that to like control them, but also make them stronger somehow.
It's like how the Tyrant was made in Resident Evil because they were trying to like make a super zombie.
Yeah. So, yeah, because of that, you're sort of affected by light. Because there are certain types of zombies that don't come out during the day, and they're hiding in abandoned buildings and shit in the dark. So if you go in there during the day, you'll get destroyed. But then at nighttime, they come out. So like if you have an objective in a certain building during the day, it's probably going to have some hardcore...
Like a horde in there?
Yeah, and like the worst kinds.
Yeah, because during the day, there's still some out there, right?
Yeah, but they're just like the dumb shambling, the basic kind of zombies. But yeah, the other ones, if they go in the daylight, they start to fizzle and sizzle. Yeah. And that's kind of what happens to you if you're in the dark for too long. Oh. I don't know.
It's like they overcorrected.
Something. I don't know. I'm still like, that's part of the mystery in the story, but it's also pretty convoluted. So
get some Far Cry 2 vibes from the infection thing. But is this something you have to manage, or is it just a fact you have to deal with?
Basically, it's like you have to, if you want to be in a dark zone for an extended period of time, like to complete a mission or whatever, be stealthy about it or whatever. Cause you're fighting, there are bad people too. So stealth is a thing now. If you need to be in there for an extended period of time without getting ultraviolet light, then you start to fucking dissolve or whatever. And so you can craft inhalers that.
Oh, okay. Like that's what it is. Because in Far Cry 2, you had to use malaria medication periodically.
But this is only when you want to be in dark for extended periods of time. So you go in the dark and then there's a meter that shows up. Like it's kind of like swimming in a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't necessarily cure yourself of the infection.
You upgrade an immunity stat and that gives you more time in the darkness.
I see.
Yeah. But then outside at night when it's dark, all the worst ones are out. So there are these howlers that will spot you and then squeal about it. And then a bunch and then a bunch of its thugs come running at you and but the fighting is really fucking good. It's like all hand to hand and there's bow
And I read there, or not read, but heard there was no firearms in the game.
Yeah.
And they explain it by the fact that there's no more ammo.
Right.
In the world, because it's like 20 years has passed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all melee weapons and mm-hmm. the bow.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Right. But then there's also the locomotion is like the big thing. Like the movement is so fluid, and it's got a parkour sort of system to it, like Mirror's Edge.
Yeah. And in the first game had that, but it was a little clunky at times.
It wasn't too bad in motion and shit, but then when it comes to fighting,
yeah,
like the fighting wasn't that great in the first one. It was just swing, swing, swing.
Right.
All American Rejects. And this one, it has like a whole counter combo system and like parkour fighting. So like you could stagger an enemy and then jump off of his back and drop kick another guy.
That's awesome.
And it's all really fluid. Like it feels right. It just makes sense.
It reminds me of like, just off the top of my head, like a more advanced Condemned.
Yeah, kind of, but like way more acrobatic.
Yeah, you couldn't do anything. That was like an Xbox 360 launch.
But the actual punching and hitting is like that. Like it's good and directional.
Like if that season, that series had continued. I fucking loved that game.
Yeah, I like that one. But yeah, and then there's a crafting system, so you can craft and modify weapons and stuff. So there are like machetes with fucking batteries attached to them and wires to make them electrified and that kind of stuff. So you can, it's a full blown RPG, like the quest system and the leveling and the inventory and it does a great thing with loot that more games are doing now and is very good, where when you see an icon like pick up, yeah, or whatever, that there's loot to pick up, they'll show up in different colors depending on the rarity of the item. So then
that's
handy. You're not just wasting your time picking up a bunch of fucking toilet paper rolls or something. And you just know which ones are worth scavenging.
Yeah.
Unless you're looking
for, I guess, Borderlands did that. Wasn't there usually like a glow around them of a certain color for rarity?
Yeah. 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 But that was very uncommon at that point.
Yeah.
That wasn't a normal thing, but now it seems like it is, which is good. But yeah, then there's also a paraglider and there's a grappling hook and you can swing like Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I hear that that's kind of spread throughout the game. So like you still get new mechanics to keep the movement fresh
mm-hmm.
as you play.
Yeah.
Which I think is a smart choice.
And then the graphics will destroy your brain.
Yeah. It looked amazing in the trailer.
Really, really good. It's like the first game that I know of that incorporates like every type of ray tracing on the PC version, at least, or it gives you the option. And so it's like global ray tracing and ray traced shadows, ray traced reflections, ray traced flashlight.
Oh my God.
they're all options. And I guess
the math behind all that is sickening.
Yeah. Well, it's uncommon to see, because I think it was PC Gamer did a like a performance test thing, and to run all of that at 4K 60 frames per second, you'd need the 3090.
Oh wow.
Which is a $1,500 graphics card.
It's like the new Crysis.
Yeah, pretty much, because they just made it so scalable. Red Dead 2 is like that too, where it like gives you these stupid numbers you can adjust to. And, you know, and now that DLSS is a thing and that they added that to Red Dead, now that that's a thing, it's, you can get away with a lot more ray tracing while maintaining a stable refresh rate. That's the deep learning super sampling.
I wonder, so, I bet the console version, even on Series S, doesn't have ray tracing.
I think it does, but it's like a single, it's like the sun or something.
Does it? Because they never released an upgraded version of it. I'm just playing the Xbox One version of it, but it's optimized better to play. They used to have games.
Oh, that you're talking about Red Dead.
Yes.
My bad. Yeah.
I don't think it has that stuff.
Even. Yeah.
Because it's.
No, it definitely what doesn't. Was
it that they called it? Yeah. They had Xbox One games that are marked as optimized for Xbox One X.
Right.
And so those same optimizations carry over to the new series consoles. So you get the 60 FPS and the higher resolution, but I think that's it.
Right. Right. And well, the ray tracing has to be in the game anyway, so they wouldn't be able to like do that.
Oh, so they added that to the PC version.
No, not ray tracing, DLSS.
Oh,
that's the super, I thought you were that's saying anti-aliasing, basically.
I thought you were saying it had ray tracing on PC.
And my bad. And scaling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it can render at a lower resolution and then use deep learning to to upscale it so you can get a lot more. And like I played it, and obviously not on the complete full settings, but on like the equivalent of what the Series X would be
for Dying Light.
Yeah. And it was a pretty steady like 90 frames per second.
Oh, wow. So you could crank it up a little more, or is there a steep drop off?
I could. No, I mean, that's the thing is they give you so many options. Yeah. You can kind of toggle them on one by one and get like a little bit of ray tracing without going too buck wild to the point where it's like a slideshow. Because the fluidity is really important in this game too.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just really good. Rosario Dawson is in it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But I haven't encountered her, so I don't know where the fuck she is.
I hear she's part of whatever I maybe just haven't met them yet, but I think she's part of the police squad.
Well, yeah, there's like the peacekeepers.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I think if you like you can eventually do missions for her, even if you don't join their side.
Right, okay, so she's a quest giver.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I say fuck the police.
Of course. Yeah, I gotta play that.
Yeah, I think that is a must play.
If I hadn't just gotten Pokemon and started Red Dead last week, I would have been tempted to get it. But the other thing is, I usually buy games physically, and so I would be doing myself a massive disservice playing it on PS4 like a lot of these other newer games coming out.
Yeah, just get it on Xbox.
Well, I could. It's just that I'd have to pay full price for it.
Yeah,
I like fine. To either be able to wait till it's on sale. So I will play it.
It's worth it.
Got Elden Ring at the end of the month too. So I can't, that's my next purchase, but
Elden Cock Ring.
Yeah. Yeah. It's custom made 3D printed.
It's elderly.
It's laced with steel.
So what do you got next? Anything?
That's most of, well, you've played this once again.
Me?
More. But I tried it at work the other day and fucking love it.
Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to talk about.
Yeah,
this is Vampire Survivors.
Oh man, that needs to come out on other stuff. It needs to be on Switch.
It's so good. Best $3 you'll ever spend.
No lie.
If you have Steam, it's $2.99, and it's a top down arcade, kind of like it's not a twin stick shooter. It's like a one stick shooter.
Yeah, you just control your character's movement, and then as you pick up power-ups, it auto-fires them in all of these different directions.
Right, at certain intervals, and then upgrades and stuff that you get after, like, you collect gems from killing shit, and that levels you up, and then whenever you level up, you get to pick a new ability or buff, and, you know, that may adjust the recharge time for certain. You know,
right. It'll fire faster.
Faster.
You can get the strength up or.
Right. Or more projectiles and stuff like that. And it's like the visual style is like Castlevania, like 16-bit or 8-bit even. 8-bit
even, yeah. But more of a
top-down
kind of
view. And it's smoother.
It's not a side-scroller.
Right. It's top-down. So it has a retro look and the soundtrack is really cool. And
it's a simple concept, but it's just executed so well.
Yeah. So you're not actually shooting or attacking at all. It's just all these timing things that you add up. So the skill is really in maneuvering and picking shit up and then like strategically choosing the right upgrades and
Evasive maneuvers.
Yeah. So it's really fun. And then there are multiple characters you unlock. You get coins that you can put in to a stat tree and those carry over from run to run. So you go until you die, go until you nut.
Yeah. But there are stages too, right?
There are levels. I've only unlocked two. I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's a third one at least.
And it's still early access.
It's early access. Yeah. But it's like I've played hours of it, and I just I can't stop when I start. Big deal.
Can that be installed on? It would run on one of our. I know you were streaming it before, but like it could be installed natively on the one of the computers. I bet, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
No. Oh, but you have to have Steam signed in and all that jazz to do that.
Which you could do. Hmm.
So I might just buy it on my Steam account and play it at work.
Yeah. You could. And you should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of in Geometry Wars 2.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a passive mode where instead of using Twin Stick, you just had to evade and stay alive as long as you could. And I got so fucking obsessed with that.
Right.
So
it's addictive.
Yeah. Because you always get that, I know I can do better. And usually it's bite-sized enough. I think the longest I stayed alive was 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I only tried briefly at work, but still.
Yeah, I've unlocked all the characters, I think, but they keep adding new shit, too. Like, so far, since it came out, there's been, like, at least 3 or 4 content updates, and that wasn't even that long ago.
Has it even been out a month?
I don't think so.
Maybe just barely. I feel like it came out in January.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know for sure. But yeah, it's, you got to get that. Everybody got to get that one.
And it's a one-man show, right?
One guy? One guy. One guy develops it, at least. I think he does even the soundtrack.
Oh, wow. So it's like a Stardew Valley situation.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And I got another thing on sale. It wasn't on sale. It was, but it was on a minor sale, which was...
That sounds like a light version of Minor Threat, minor like the sale. Consumer version of Minor Sale.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing about Vampire Survivors. It's got mummies in it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not just vampires.
In the second level, you got there's mummies. Like, oh, there's big
praying
big
mantises.
Praying mantises and yeah.
Bats. Bats are vampires, though.
Right. I know. Skeletons. A lot of skeletons. And
is there an aqua vampire?
No water creatures that I've been privy to.
That's what Vampirotuthis is.
I know, though. Yeah, I know. On Steam, just I randomly saw that there was like a trending game that just came out called Rogue Tower.
Hmm.
And it's got Rogue in the title, so you know what that means.
Yeah.
But it's a tower defense game that's a roguelike in a sense that it it's like permadeath, and it's randomized. So you have a skill tree for all the different towers and then the different power-ups that you can get between waves, like enhancements to your tower. So it's like the basic lane-based isometric tower defense, but there are tiles. So it starts off with your tower tile, and there's one path coming away from it. And then there's a button to expand it, and it adds a second tile next to it that expands the path randomly, and then random terrain around it.
Interesting. It's not the same devs as Rogue Legacy, is it?
I don't think so.
I guess, yeah, they can't really trademark the term Rogue.
No. Well, that's from another game altogether.
Right.
But, yeah, every wave is a new tile. And then when you die, you can go and spend your points to get big. And it's a huge, huge skill tree. Very straightforward, but really fucking good tower defense game. And it's got that rogueness.
Got that rogue.
So it's like, you know, it's fresh. I dig it. I can dig it.
Hot diggity.
So we're going to do a segment. We're going to deep dive into the garbage trough.
The thick muck
of deep steam.
Did you bring your gas mask? Snorkel?
No, I'm holding my breath.
Slop snorkel.
I'm holding my breath.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
It's bad down there.
I know.
It's a real scary place.
It's foul. It's a risk.
So this is the first thing you see. I didn't even, you saw me. I just opened Steam.
This is the main page of Steam.
And I know that it does tailor some things to a particular audience, but I've never bought anything like this.
No.
So,
and I don't think it tracks clicks, right? Not like,
no.
Oh, you click this.
I don't think so.
I would think it would just track purchases.
Yeah. But I think there is a, like, you can turn adult content on or off, maybe. There might be a setting for that. And obviously, I would leave it on.
Of course. But still,
anyway,
like, if a parent didn't know that that was a thing,
right?
And they were like, their kid was like, "Oh, they were stealing your computer, the computer," and then, yeah. "Hello,
I put a couple of games on your computer,"
and yeah, like the first thing I saw was VR Hot, and looked like some kind of, unless oh, yeah. it's a hot,
it's a VR fuck simulator,
yeah, like on the main page,
right. So right on the front page there, her new memory hentai simulator.
She's blushing.
A so girl you know. Knocked on my door and changed my life forever. Hey. Hi. Give her new experiences exploring different locations together.
Just, you know, give her some experience.
Or money, upgrade your home. So that's all in the video here. But the description is one day... one day you find a shivering barefooted girl in ragged clothing knocking on your door. Oh my god.
Yeah, this video just got buck wild.
She has no recollections of her past and she doesn't even remember her name.
So you must fuck her.
So you must fuck her memory back.
Fucked up.
That doesn't say that.
No.
You can help her recover her memories. Or let her stay at your side forever.
Oh, that's even more fucked
wow.
up.
Wow. This is disgusting.
Her new memory.
Her new memory. And it's full-blown hardcore porn. Hentai.
She's got her tits fully wrapped around that thing.
Oh, that's a dick.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
It's like not just between it. She's fully
that's
engulfed.
That's definitely
it.
The tip of a hot dog.
It does. I was going to say it looks like
that's
it's got a
little... That's a hot dog tip.
A little bratwurst.
Interesting.
Nope.
There you go.
You had a huge taint.
Oh, this one's interesting.
Foot.
Look at this thing.
Yeah, what? That's just very high up. Bar.
I don't know what's going on there. Hey.
I hate it.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly positive reviews.
How many? Does it say how many sales? Did they get
no,
that data?
No. Oh. Ability to play with one hand, it says.
Wink. Oh my god.
Wink.
88 outfits, 8 accessories, 8 eyes. They really like 8.
8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
Weeb lad.
Pretty solid game. Art is kind of wonky, though.
Do not let the hentai simulator part of the title discourage you from buying the game. The game is surprisingly wholesome and is sprinkled with heartwarming moments throughout.
I don't buy that.
Okay, weeb lad.
How about this review? So is finally out, huh? Let's go. And then the one above that simply says booba.
Booba.
Booba. B-R-O-B-A. Booba.
It's like somebody walking up to a microphone in front of an auditorium and tapping it, just going, booba.
Booba. yeah, so.
I like that one that was a... ASCII art of a father coming through the door that said, "Are you winning, son?"
Yeah.
Wait, so was that the bestsellers list? Or just
no,
new?
That was new. Oh,
okay, because I was going to say that shit sold more than Dying Light 2.
No. So this is all the regular ass releases.
Kung Fu Kickball looks sick.
Hentai Lagoon just came out, brand new.
Same, looks like the same game.
What do you see in there?
A big old pancake titty. Hentai Lagoon is a of course it's a puzzle game. Ultimate
yeah, this
goal.
Is, this is that's a cheating.
The swap block.
Horny 69 team could do better.
Yeah, I don't think it's they're getting a little lazy. I think they're
yeah,
losing
that's
the.
That's really the publisher and the developer of this game.
They used to do it for the love of the game, and now right. they're just doing it for the money.
Right.
Hentai 69 team, come on. A human doesn't bend like that.
No. Did you read this already?
Part of it. I got to the part where it said you swap blocks to puzzle.
It doesn't. Yeah, once they heard puzzle, there. I was just like, never. BDSM, toys for sex, you know.
No. Oh, apparently they would like to describe that there is non-consensual sex. Consensual sex.
In right, it. In this puzzle game.
Followed by ordinary sex.
Just regular flavor. Yeah, that, I mean...
Look.
I don't like that. Don't care for that. That doesn't need to be there.
Oh, here we go. Sex with Hitler.
Oh, yeah. I saw this one earlier. Where is it?
It's off on the sidebar. Down. Yeah.
Here you go.
Oh, my God.
Sex with Hitler.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
good Lord. That's another hentai game.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that sex kind of crossover. Sex with Hitler is a unique blend of visual novel and top-down shooter.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You will fight in the fields of World War II and meet five unique heroines, among whom you will find both friends and enemies. Made by Romantic Room.
And you fuck Hitler? Hitler appears to be buff in this.
Also, I think you might be Hitler.
You play as Hitler, huh?
Because it says you meet these five heroines, so you must be the Hitler doing the fucking. Who the fuck makes this shit?
There's history. There's Hitler busting a big fat wad.
Oh, no. His dick looked broke. That's it. They don't say anything
That's
more.
That's
it.
That's all you need to know.
Oh, wait. There is a read more. Yeah. So cool mechanics of a top-down shooter in World War II setting. Unique fun story and stunning art. Don't mind the fact that it's a fucking Nazi jacking off on your screen right now. These are the things we want to tell you.
I mean, it's consensual. This one.
Yes.
I didn't say I wasn't.
Are you a boat?
What? Are you a boat?
This is just newsworthy right here. This isn't dirty. Are you
a
boat?
It's a 2D platformer with a paper aesthetic. Use Paper Man's power of origami to transform into ninja stars and shields to traverse and defeat his enemies.
Excuse me. Look at the screen. It says, oh my God, you're not a boat. You're not a boat all over the screen.
The character is jumping around on platforms that say that.
You're not a boat.
In a very, very basic art style.
Wow.
Play in a world that feels like a picture book. Discover Paper Man's true potential. $4.
Excuse me, are you a boat?
Hey, are you a boat? Thought that said squid dub.
No, instead it says sold. S-O-U-L-D.
That's not a word. Neuroworm.
Oh.
6DOF?
I don't know what that means. Something
days
depth
of fun.
Depth of field? It looks like a screensaver.
Yeah.
Oh, there. Yep, of course, it's an adult visual novel.
Boobies. The game contains boobies.
Futa spell.
Fupa.
Goo Man?
Dungeon Castle.
Goo Man U VR. Oh, Goo Maneuver.
Goo Maneuver? Where is that?
Up a couple.
There it is.
Up a couple.
Goo Maneuver.
Goo Maneuver. I thought it was Goo Man U VR, like a VR game, but no, it's Goo Maneuver.
Look at this creature.
It reminds me of...
It's like a slinky with a...
It's a frog?
Chimp head and a frog on either end.
But the way it's bouncing around like that reminds me of Happy Wheels.
Yeah. It's probably an HTML game. Goo Maneuver. That one gets points for its name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. And now it's asking me? Now it's asking me. Like, I just watched Hitler jack off, and it didn't ask me what my fucking age was.
That's the first time I've ever seen Steam actually ask that.
Yeah, it always asks if you're not logged in, but I'm logged in.
Tits okay, tits fine.
That's the name of the game. Tits okay, tits fine. You want to read this one?
Tits okay, tits fine. Sex simulator where you will be able to penetrate penis to vagina and make a great pleasure to make the vagina squirt.
You gotta make it squirt. Look how long this video is. Let's see if it squirts.
Yep, there it goes.
There goes the squirt.
And you just have disembodied hands groping.
It's a around. Disembodied hands and then a disembodied cork.
Dildo.
Dildus. Oh, it's very very detailed squirt.
Oh no.
Treasure of Nadia.
Fetish locator. Week two.
Week two of Fetish Locator. I feel like we might have seen this one before.
I don't remember.
Maybe that was week one.
Maybe.
This
it's got a really good graphics. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm kind of betting that this isn't in game. But that it looks
it could all be pre-rendered.
Real. Yeah, was that Blood Rain?
Was it?
No.
Well, I know not.
Oh, that guy was about to nut in a cup of coffee.
Over 9,000 renders.
Okay, so it's one of these things. You just set shit up and then you just look at it. Look at it. Wow.
The second installment of the Fetish Locator trilogy. Oh, so there's another on the way.
Wow.
Find out what's next for our protagonist as he's thrown into a lewd frenzy with over 20 girls. How will your prior choices ultimately affect things? Test your limits as you seduce and romance your way to the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's icky. That one's icky. Not like tits okay, tits fine.
Yeah, that's... Wait, that... I forgot there were different games.
Yeah. All right, let's get a couple more.
I thought I saw a normal shmup and thought it said shrimp.
Styx Combat Devolved.
Fast-paced multiplayer, top-down arena bullshit.
That's as a...
Look like Stick Death.
It looks like a middle schooler's school project. Beat Hazard 3?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was happening. It's just a demo, but still. Oh, Beat Hazard fucking rules.
Oh my,
they have a whole
goodness.
Solar system you go through now?
Oh my goodness. Early access this year. I'm going to download this. Beat Hazard rules. It's like Geometry Wars, like a
twin stick
space shooter, but it syncs up to your music.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Royal Hentai, boobs and pussies. Good. I'm glad that they got both. Usually you get boobs or pussies.
Right, but one's DLC.
Right, right. And it's another one of those sliding puzzle games.
Yeah, that's, I feel like, what the most of the genre is.
Do people pay money for this horse shit?
Yeah, this one, I mean, even if it's $2 or less, like, if enough people buy that, some assholes are getting, like,
look at this,
pretty well paid.
Similar to games you've played.
Oh, Stardew Valley and Gris.
Yeah.
Gris. Gris was cool. It's not like those. 69 Lily Hot.
Oh.
And of course, puzzle with visual novel elements. Lube Lust? Oh, no, Lube Lust.
Lube Lust made that one. Squid Girls.
Oh, no.
18 plus is a casual arcade runner. With unique setting and incredible visual novel, you should too pass the level and win the beautiful art. You will play as a female protagonist.
But all they're showing is
this is the art that you win.
Oh,
you win
so,
this art.
So where's the running?
Do you really need to see the running?
Yeah. No, they're like. Is there any separate, all of it's?
There's the running.
Oh, so it is, you run through an obstacle course.
Yeah. Right, it's like Squid Game.
Oh, I didn't put that together.
Yeah.
Even the logo's a rip of it. I'm a dummy.
How do they not get sued, I wonder?
Maybe Netflix just doesn't give a shit when it comes to that kind of thing. Carrot Heart. Cyberpunk Girls.
Oh, this one's a shooter.
Brutal action shooter. Oh, so it's not a porn game.
But there's probably boobs and or pussies, right?
I don't think so. I think they're just cyberpunk females that shoot guns. I mean, they have big old jubblies, but I don't think
This looks like the Hitler game. It's like the same base game.
It's the same developer.
It is?
Romantic Room. Yep.
Okay, so they reskin this shit in every possible way.
Yeah, so they were looking to really hit that white supremacist crowd on that other one.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly they're looking for the most shocking things.
Yeah.
And just looks dumb.
I mean,
this one's you.
Need to go any further than Last Gary.
Last Gary.
Last Gary.
Ever.
It's a refreshing third-person overhead shooting game. 4 chapters, 10 levels in each chapter. total of 40 levels, various of weapons.
Oh, various enemies, fucking
boss battles.
Boss.
Make the level challenging. Also have various props, trap mechanism.
Trap mechanism.
This game lets you feel refreshing and the achievement of success. Last Gary.
The last Gary on the left.
Oh, there is a story. It says, this is the story about a veteran brother who rushes into Zombie City to save his sister.
Oh, sick.
As the story progresses, the player not only has to deal with various zombies in the city, but also has to deal with the rebels with various powerful weapons. Through different tests to find information about his sister and rescuer, to learn the truth of the whole virus outbreak to save the city. And then it just lists the same shit that was in the initial description. Fucking doesn't matter. Last Gary.
The last Gary. Ever.
That's, I mean, that's
Garys are done. The Garys are over.
Unless they, maybe they'll follow it up with the only Gary.
Wait, Fucktopia 2.
Oh, Fucktopia was on the last time
we saw.
And it was horrific.
Yeah, this is disgusting. I don't want to look at this.
All the description said there was a post-apocalyptic beat-em-up game. It's like, is that all it is?
You sure fuck this sure is, about that? Fuck.
Fucktopia.
Fucktopia, and it's, frankly, it's fucktageous. Bikini armor exploders.
No, explorers, not exploders. Oh, exploders.
Yeah, bikini armor explorers. They should make a DLC for make them explode.
I also don't know if she has a bikini. Oh, no, there is a tiny
bikini. It's about to explode.
Pineta. A weapon store's daughter in a remote country, fascinated by adventure because of an old map.
Okay, and this is a skin of, it looks like a skinned Zelda.
Kinda. They say it's a classic JRPG with beautiful graphics.
Doubt it.
Bikini armor explorer. Frog fight.
I am gangster.
Crowning calamity.
Slide furry Futanari. Oh,
no.
What's Futanari mean?
Is it a type of game? Like a slide puzzle?
Oh, maybe.
No, it's because it says to release amazing Futanari girls. Is it like furry anime, hentai or something? Female bodies plus
a penis. That's what that means. Futanari. But they're animals.
Yeah.
Animals can't be female. Animals don't have penis. Wham Wham's Redemption. Hip Witch.
Cactus Simulator.
Oh.
A game in which you can become a cactus. That's it.
Wow. And that's it. It looks like these screenshots are just a bunch of cactuses.
It's one cactus even. You're a cactus. You're in the desert. There are other cacti around you. And not only cacti. What if it's one of those Scorpions. Secret games where there's like something more to it, you know? But I wonder if there's even any gameplay to that. Or if it's just it loads up and there's a cactus.
It doesn't look like it. Here we go. Dying Knight, sex with zombie.
Oh, that's not a zombie.
Well. A game for adults only. You are on an experimental station in space. You're doing research on zombies, sexuality.
Because that's what
space stations are for.
Yeah.
Oh, you get fucked by or maybe you are a zombie and you do fuck.
No.
This is a zombie doing a doggy style on a lady.
Also, they spelled zombie ZOMBI, so Ubisoft has a case. They could sue them.
Zombie?
That was their game, Zombie.
Well, but then there was the movie, like the Italian, like the
first zombie movie. Oh, that's right.
You are the head of the project and are on an experimental space station with few employees. The staff includes academics and volunteer girls who love sex with zombies. You conduct research to check the sexual preferences of zombies. Strange conclusions start to come out during the research. You have to be careful. All characters in the game are adults.
We promise.
Even the zombies.
Add to wish list, bro. Yikes. Egg fly.
What?
Yup.
Egg fly.
Egg fly is a super difficult physical platformer jumping game. By moving the mouse position and reasonable mouse click speed, Control the jump height and direction. Believe that you have enough patience and skill to complete the challenge. You are egg. You must fly. Egg, egg fly.
Egg.
Similar to Cuphead and Gris.
What?
Apparently everything is similar to Gris in Gris. Steam's eye.
Eggshell Studio. But it looks like you're an egg yolk in this one. Egg fly.
Egg.
Yeah. So...
Boss Beak Beekeeping Simulator? Simulator.
Boss Beak is a beekeeping game. Allows you to play the role of a beekeeper. You'll have hours of entertainment but building hives.
What is Boss Beak?
Boss Beak, dude. That's the name of your business. Hey.
Got that Boss Beak.
Wizard Girl Anzu.
Anzutsu.
This is addictive. Yeah, yeah, Beebus too. Yeah, Beebus. Yeah,
Beebus.
Yeah, yeah, Beebus too. This is the second one. The sequel. Oh.
Gabe lost the time.
Sequel to Beebus.
Beebus.
Yeah, the name of the game is Yeah, Yeah, Beebus.
B-E-E-B-I-S-S. Beebus.
And then the Roman numeral too. Okay.
I just am happy Beebus has a place in the world.
Yeah, that's all I really need to know about Beebus.
Beebus, yeah, yeah.
Pippus. Birth Patrol?
Uh-uh. Birth.
2D shoot 'em up in which you play as Jill the birth control pill and go back in time to abort Hitler.
Oh, okay. You'd never know that from looking at it. It's just a bunch of red squares.
Yeah, it's like Atari.
And a blue square. Prison Life Simulator.
Gigasword. Yeah, I've seen that one.
I like the idea of a Gigasword.
Yeah, I just need the name from that one. That's all I need from that one. Cocksucker? Oh, I see. Multiplayer.
Oh, it's Roosters.
2D sports game.
Couldn't they have just called it Cocker?
Cocker.
Maybe Cocksucker is better.
Yeah, this looks really bad.
So far, I'd say the winner is still Last Gary for this segment.
Probably.
For this,
probably. Right. It takes two girls. Trash is fun. There's a game called Circuit City.
I wish it was just a perfect 3D rendering of a Circuit City around 1998.
That would be amazing.
You just get to walk around in it.
That would be the best. And especially VR.
Yep. How is that not more of a thing? Like VR experiences that are just like...
Though it is.
Places that don't exist anymore. It is?
It is. And like abandoned places and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Huh. Pretty cool. Blood Impact. Pippo.
Secret Series BJ.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay, that's probably good. Let's uncover their hidden privacy. And this is some kind of a... Oh, it's Jazz Ball.
With dicks.
It's Jazz Ball with... that's D.Va from Overwatch.
Oh, I didn't notice the markings. Wow. How does
Blizzard not find this?
Yeah.
Maybe Blizzard made it.
Secretly. That's what they've been doing.
That's the Secret Series. They have a series of games. Blizzard made a series of games.
With Tit Fuck.
With Make Tit Fuck and such forth. Let's reveal the hidden image with a simple keyboard control. Famous illustrations. 18 levels. Yeah. Secret Series. BJ. So. That's it.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she is. That's all she done did. Thanks for listening to Good Graphics.
Yeah. And next time, fucking Elden Ring is going to be out.
I don't care.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
See ya.